牛油果的话呢，它一直都是养生减肥人士争相购买的一种水果。曾经一度我几乎每天都要吃这个东西，我觉得除了它的营养价值之外，我更爱它的那种清香的味道。牛油果其实本身尝起来真的非常寡淡，但你吃下去之后会感觉到你的呼吸都是干净清香的。Hey, 各位好，这里是哥哥听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 之所以就是一开场就跟大家讲牛油果这种水果，是因为今天咱们这一首歌的名字就叫做牛油果吐司 Avocado Toast， 由咱们的客友37608897推荐点播。歌曲的主题啊，就像牛油果本身这样绿色纯粹干净，欢快的节奏里唱的是活出真我这样一种生活态度啊。非常感谢咱们的客友37608897推荐这么好听的一首歌，那接下来咱们就一起去欣赏一下这一首 Avocado Toast。
I don't wanna wait in line to spend $20 just to have a good time. I don't wanna fake it no more. I'd rather be in sweats on my living room floor. Take my makeup off, hang up my dress and kick off my heels and turn on Netflix. I don't care, call me boxing reckless. No, I don't care. You can keep your high rise, high life. I'd rather have the coconut lime life. I'd rather have the sink in my mind right.
初心淡泊名利的一首非常轻快的 Avocado Toast， 来自于可由37608897的推荐和点播，希望大家会喜欢。好，接下来咱们听歌学英语，来看一下歌名 Avocado Toast。 Avocado 牛油果的意思。第一个例句， Avocado contains potassium which is associated with reduced blood pressure and a lower risk of stroke。牛油果含有钾， 能降血压和降低中风的风险。注意一下，例句上出现了一个 potassium 钾元素。再来看 toast 这个单词， toast 是什么？其实就是咱们的面包片放到这个吐司机里面，把它烤焦烤硬，这个就叫 toast。 然后咱们面包机呢叫做 toaster。 toast 烤面包片或者吐司，比如一块烤面包片或者一片烤面包， a piece of toast。 他被一块烤面包噎得喘不过气来，
he was choking on a piece of toast。
他被一块烤面包噎得透不过气来。注意一下，这个 choke 是表示噎住或者掐住的意思。好，接下来再看一个口语当中用法， you are toast。 你是烤面包吗？ No， 这句话的意思是你完蛋了， you are toast。 比如说 if you don't get this finished on time you're screwed， you're toast。 你如果不按时完成这个事情你就完蛋了。刚刚我说You're screwed 其实就等于 you're toast， 那这个 screwed 也是口语当中什么完蛋搞砸的意思啊。好，再听一个， One mistake and you're toast， 要是出一次错你就完蛋了，只要出一次错你就完了， One mistake and you're toast。 好，这个是 toast 口语当中用法。那 toast 作为名词，它也可以表示深受人家尊敬或者爱戴的人，或者最受推崇的人。比如说 She was the toast of Paris， 她是巴黎最受推崇的人。好，这个 toast 比较特殊的用法。接下来我们看到 toast 其实它还可以作为动词使用，作为动词它可以表示烤啊，烤这个动作就烤面包嘛。比如说 toast the bread lightly on both sides， 把面包的两面呢稍微烤一下， toast the bread lightly on both sides。 toast 作为动词还可以表示敬酒或者为了什么而干杯。咱们听一下例句， The happy couple were toasted in champagne。 人们举起香槟酒为这一对幸福的夫妇或者伉俪干杯， The happy couple were toasted in champagne。 再听一句， We toasted the success of the new company。 我们为新公司的成功而干杯。我提议为新郎新娘而干杯。 I'd like to propose a toast to the bride and groom。 注意一下 groom 是新郎的意思，那这里有个短语叫 propose a toast， 提议敬酒提议干杯呀。好了，今天咱们重点分享的单词 toast， 考你一下哦， you're toast 是什么意思？ you're screwed， you're done， 你完蛋了， you're toast，不知道大家有没有猜对呀。好啦，本期节目就跟大家唠嗑到这儿，感谢各位的收听和陪伴。我是Linda，爱你们，咱们下期见咯。For people I don't even like, I don't wanna taste the lie. Everyone's living and I don't know why. Material things you're so obsessed with. Break your bank or break out the Netflix. I don't care, call me boxer reckless. I don't care. You can keep your high rise, high life. I'd rather have the coconut lime life. I'd rather have the sink in my mind. Coast. On the west
what you want, but I don't care, no, I don't. And you could say what you want, but I don't care, no, I don't. It's my life, just fine. Eating avocado toast on the west coast. Sunshine, I don't mind. Salt in my hair and the sand in my toes. And you can say what you want, but I don't care, no, I don't. It's my life, just fine. Eating avocado toast on the west coast. West Coast.